Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch on a Saturday night between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We are joined by one of the newest Shuckers and a guy who's gotten off to a real hot start. It's Mike Bovee. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How fun is this start to Double A, Ben? You've really rode in on a hot streak and you've just kept on hitting no matter where you've been.
Got off to a good start in Wisconsin. Good timing with everything to be able to come down here to Biloxi and definitely not going to complain about the weather difference down here compared to Wisconsin, but it's been nice to, see the ball well down here as well.
What have your first impressions been of the Double A level?
It's different. Speed of the game, mainly. That's kind of the adjustment of, when you take a step up at any level. Just the arms in general. When it's 8-0, one of the first games we play, they bring in a guy throwing 96. I haven't really seen that before in my career, so that's going to be an adjustment. And then, like I said, just the speed of the game all around.
What's it been like adjusting to this clubhouse? Because for you, it's just a manager that you played for at the end of last year in Joe Arold, and a lot of these guys were your teammates a year ago in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a lot easier than, it was initially last year in Wisconsin because obviously I already know Joe. I got to know all the coaching staff and a lot of the guys in spring training, which is really nice. So it makes kind of that process a lot easier.
You've also gotten off to a hot start, 3 multi-hit games in your first 6 games at the level. What's been the key to sustaining that success from high A?
I think just sticking to my approach, controlling what I can control. Obviously, like I mentioned, the pitching's better, so I really got to make sure I don't throw any at-bats and just that I'm locked in every pitch.
Oh, and how about the triples as well? You're showing off the speed here in Double-A.
There's a little bit of luck mixed in there. I'm not going to say it's obviously speed there, but I'll certainly take it. So.
Well, and you tied the franchise record with 2 triples in a game. But one of the fun things as well is you've been in a couple different places in the field, a couple different places in the order. What's it been like playing the infield here on a turf surface against Pensacola?
It's interesting. I'd say the turf to dirt is what makes it a little different. But 3 years in college, I was fortunate enough to play on turf. So this is kind of something I'm comfortable with.
Well, yeah, and you've had a meteoric rise through the Brewers system. A year ago, you were hanging out at Nebraska Omaha, and now you're hanging out in Double-A. You make it up to the Double-A level after just 41 professional games. How crazy has this whole last 12 months of your life been?
It's been crazy, to be honest. I joke with a lot of my friends back in Omaha that, I was playing in Brookings, South Dakota, and Fargo, North Dakota, like 11 months ago today, and now I'm in Double-A in Florida, so just kind of enjoying the whole process of it all.
What has that process been like for you transitioning from college ball to pro ball, and then it's complex, high A, Double-A, one run after another after another?
For me, it's always kind of falling back on what I know I can do and kind of trusting my preparation. That's why I try to work so hard in the offseason and prepare myself before the game, is because, once you step within those lines, you want to be able to fall back on what you did before and what you did to prepare.
What was it like this offseason? Because unlike other offseasons, you weren't required to go hang out in a dorm and go to class. You could just play baseball.
It was great. I went back to Nebraska Omaha. My girlfriend was finishing up her senior year there. And the coach staff at Omaha, Evan Porter, was great. He just let me practice with the team all over again. So I had about 2-3 months of that, going through the offseason of college baseball again without the school part. So it was outstanding.
What was it like in your first professional spring training? You go to be able to go to Maryvale, and you're walking around and you're hanging out with professional baseball players, and it's a little different than what fall ball is like on the college side. How was that experience for you?
It was definitely a grind. Doing it every day, the early mornings too. I'm always kind of grateful that we get to do it in Arizona. I mean, the weather's so great there, and what I have grown up with in the Midwest and what I had in college, you really cherish the days outside you could get before the season. So having 6 full weeks of that to prepare for a full year was awesome.
Well, yeah, 80 degrees in Arizona in February is a little different than like 35 in the Summit League.
Yes, 100%, yes.
One of the big things in your career as well, during your college years, you got to play in the Northwoods League with the Duluth Huskies and in the Cape Cod Baseball League with the YD Red Sox. How much did that help you with playing with wood bats? Because you finish up your career at Nebraska Omaha with a metal bat and go straight to the wood bats in pro ball.
It's massive. The wood bats, using them every day, is certainly an advantage of playing summer ball. But I think the biggest thing was in the Northwoods League for that first summer was the travel. I played, 70-some games in 70-some days. That's kind of what the minor league season is like. College, you mainly play on the weekends. So getting exposed to the wood bats and then getting exposed to playing every day with the travel was big for me.
Well, and how has that helped you in pro ball? Because the Northwoods League travel is way more hectic than you'll ever see in pro ball. 72 games in 76 days. You get six off days, three of which are the All-Star break in a matter of 3 months. How much does that help you going to pro ball where you play 6 out of 7 days a week, but you're in the same city for six of those days?
Yeah, the same city is very nice. It really kind of teaches you how to have a routine. And like I mentioned before, the preparation for a game, I mean, you're doing it so many times in a row that all the days kind of merge together. But you really learn how to get yourself ready physically and mentally.
Well, Mike, thanks much for joining us. Congrats on the hot start. Looking forward to a lot more fun here in Biloxi.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:05.